on the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. This is Big 12 This Week.
Kansas has to eliminate their turnover issues.
The only official Big 12 radio show.
Oklahoma has three guys who can score. Who picks up the slack after that? This could be an amazing run for Baylor.
Big 12 This Week is brought to you by Prime Sport, the go-to source for your premium game day experience at the Big 12 Men's Basketball Championships. Natty Light Seltzer. This basketball season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. Academy Sports and Outdoors, official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12 Conference. Phillips 66, live to the full. Also by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Live from the Learfield IMG College Network Studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack.
A special edition of the show. I told you this a couple of weeks ago that I would be at Sprint Center for the Big 12 tournament, and I was told I would have a couch, I would have a nice layout. I said, I'll see it when I believe it, and what do you know, they came through. This is like almost like a throwback of the 70s. It's this white leather couch. I've got red pillows. There's like a red carpet underneath me. It's really out of place because everything here in the bowels of the Sprint Center is gray and black, and so this sticks out. We got red lights behind me and monitors, and we're between the media workroom and the tunnel leading out to the court. So I feel like the grand poobah here at the Big 12 tournament. So no real format to this show. Let me try to explain this in basketball terms of how this works, and we'll get to our guests. But imagine the show like a basketball. It's round. It's got plenty of airtime, but it's bouncing and it's out of control, and guys are grabbing for it on the floor. And we might get some guys who get their hands on it. Some might not. Others may grab control of it, yank it away from others. Those 10 players are the voices and the talent of the Big 12 teams. And they'll be joining me. They'll be coming and going, and they've got busy schedules. And we're going to try to get as many as we can in this next hour. And then in addition to this show, it's kind of a two-for-one deal. We'll have a podcast that will also be posted on our different venues, and we'll get into all that too. So kind of a two-for-one deal for you. So that's what we've got going on here from Sprint Center. No real format, just laid back, talking with our guests and the play-by-play talent. So let's welcome in the two that will be calling the first game of the night. John Walters from Iowa State.
Hi, Bill.
Welcome. Glad you're with me.
Had you mistaken for Oprah when you were sitting on this couch. But now I've figured out who you are. I've got it all. Well, straightened out of my mind.
Yeah, it's kind of a talk show. And then Dave Hunziker, the voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys.
It's good to be with you, Bill. By the way, John and I have brought a case of Falstaff. It's on ice behind the 70s couch. So wow. Whenever you want to just dig in.
That brings back memories of Harry Carey back in the day calling the White Sox games.
Yeah, there you go.
Another
you
Falstaff.
You can take off your shirt and call the game, John?
I can promise you that won't happen. There's a lot of things that might happen tonight. That's not one of them.
I can tell you I won't do that.
Yeah.
I'd get arrested for pollution. But at any rate,
well, the good news is there's going to be a crowd here. There will be fans at Sprint Center. I know we've talked about the coronavirus and there's schools that are going to be closing down. In fact, John, Iowa State made an announcement.
They did. They're going to have all their classes online only from March 24th, which is the end of spring break, until I believe April 3rd, as an extra precaution, just to keep students away for another couple weeks from wherever they're coming back from on spring break, have them go home, do their classes online, and then we'll pick it back up on April 3rd. Hopefully, it could get extended further if need be. But I think a lot of people are being cautious, and I think that's probably smart because we're all really guessing what's going on here, and nobody's exactly sure. And so people are trying to take some extra precautions, and I can't blame them for that.
Well, I know that the Big 12, and as the show is airing now, we've taped it, obviously, because as we're talking, you guys are actually in the middle of your game getting going with this. But as of now, Big 12 says that they're going to continue roll with things. The plans are to keep going. They're going to check with the local health officials. The Big 10 announced the same. They made some changes in terms of post-game interviews and the media contact, Dave Hunziker, with players and coaches. How does that affect you guys with your broadcasts? And
you know, you just roll with it. I mean, things take precedent right now, and that is doing all we can to prevent the spread of this, whatever that action can be for us to play a role, then, hey, whatever the conference says goes. They've got medical experts, I'm sure, from all across the Midwest, all across the country, giving them some protocols. It's similar to what's been done in some of the professional leagues, the NHL and the NBA, so we will not have access to the locker room. Now, I think we are still resolving exactly how this procedure will occur as far as post-game interviews are concerned. There's a couple plans in place, so I think we will have post-game interviews. May not be quite as extensive as during the regular season. This is a liquid situation. So whatever they decide, knowing that it could change on an hour-to-hour basis, we're on board. I mean, we're here to help, and whatever role we can play to help them, you know, put in place the protocols they think are best for all involved, then so be it. That's the least we can do. So, you know what? Hey, all of us have done this long enough. Things change, and you react to them. If you can't react to them, you probably should be doing something else, to be honest, because everything's changing in our world. So you just roll with it, you know?
Dave Hunziker, the voice of Oklahoma State. John Walters, the voice of Iowa State. Have you got a sense from the players or the coaches? Are they concerned about this at all, or have they addressed it? How are they approaching this?
I've gotten the indication from Coach Prohm that he's kind of business as usual, and until somebody tells him otherwise, he's going to focus on coaching his basketball team. Now, that's not to say that everybody's not being cautious. They understand. They've been warned. Wash your hands, all the things that you need to do, and they're going to do those things. But at the same time, until somebody tells them differently, they're going to focus on coaching their team and trying to win this game tonight.
Yeah, let's talk about this game. Dave, from Oklahoma State's standpoint, they went down to Texas, cooled off a hot Longhorns team, played really well. But Coach Mike Boynton had said, you know, you've got 3 days off. You know, how much momentum do you really carry over? But more of a confidence thing, perhaps, going into this game?
I think it matters. I mean, it is a start. It is true. It's a start of a new season. And a month ago, we were looking forward to any change we could get. I mean, an 0-8 conference start, not knowing where things were going. But and you've got three seniors with a lot invested in this program. Many other teams have that as well, although there are some teams like Texas that have no seniors. So that plays a role in it because the seniors have played well. Thomas DeZagua hit all seven of his shots at Texas Saturday. Cameron McGriff has strung together 12 straight games in double figures. He's averaging about 15 points per game during that stretch as he has become, I think, really dialed into what his role should be. And Lindy Waters does whatever is available. If he's a focal point of opposing defenses, then he becomes a distributor. If he can be a scorer, he'll be a scorer. So, I think they're excited because they feel like they've got the magic back. And in January, there was no reason to think that was coming back. And so I think for them, you know, it is 3 days, but I like to think some momentum carries over because it's just nice not to struggle because that's a bad place to be for a month. I mean, you know, it's just a bad place to be.
Talk about what Coach did during that rough stretch and how he kind of kept the team together and how the players bounced back from it. And
he never overreacts. It is amazing. I was talking to Fran Fraschilla about this today. This is 2 years in a row where Oklahoma State gets to early February and could have tanked. Mm-hmm. Not going to the NCAA tournament. Things aren't going well. Everybody's, you know, what's going on? What's going on? Why aren't they winning, et cetera? He just holds course. He just stays course. And they made some changes, don't get me wrong. Became much more inside-oriented offensively. Defensively made some changes, dialed back the pressure just a little bit, and that helped. But he's just even keel. He has a unique way of relating to his players. I think he's kind of the modern-day coach in that these millennials are a little different, but he's 38 and he relates to them. I think he understands how to motivate them, and it's more of a new-school approach. I mean, it took me some getting used to. It's like, well, that's different. Well, it's different because kids are different. So I think he is really gained high marks. That's why they've been able to handle these late season, why they've been able to have these late season surges is because he relates to them well, he understands them, and I think he has that unique touch with these millennial kids that are different. And credit to him. It blows me away how he's been able to do that 2 years in a row, surge late.
Yeah, well, it's interesting you bring that up because perhaps maybe an old school coach would be, this is the way we're doing it,
right?
We're going to do it, and we're going to pound this, and this is how we're going to practice it, and do it, and maybe not get those results. But Mike has that vision to say, okay, hey, this isn't working. Let's try this.
Yep.
Let's do something a little bit different. And I don't know if you find a lot of coaches even now that would be willing to do that.
You know, it's different. And not that he doesn't get on them. Don't get me wrong. I mean, he was not happy. I mean, when attention to the right details is not there, there's consequences for sure. But it's just, it's done within such a positive tone. I mean, there's, you know, there's criticism. For the most part, it's constructive. Now, if they really stink it up, they may get popped on the negative side. But generally speaking, it's positive. And, again, it's been very fascinating for me to watch this because this is different than anybody I've dealt with. Brad Underwood's a complete opposite in that he's on his guys hard. Now, he gets results. You just got to look over at Champaign, Illinois to know what he does works. It worked in Stillwater. It's just different. Mm-hmm. And I know you've done the same, John. You've worked with guys. You've had the gamut, too, guys that are in their face and blasting them and making fun of them and guys that really understand how to manage their attitudes and keep it positive. It's fascinating. Both ways can work.
Yeah, and we'll get to Iowa State here in a second. Just one more thing before we go to break. Have you ever seen a coach, I go back to that Baylor game, where a coach gets kicked out of a game and shakes hands with everyone and goes down the line, and it was amazing. I don't know if I've never seen that before.
Yeah, that was an interesting night. And we'll just leave it at that. That was an interesting night. He did do it the right way.
Yeah.
I mean, I've tried to forget that one a little bit.
Leave it to me to bring it up.
Oh, that's quite all right. It's a fair question, but it's kind of one of those things you've kind of hit the delete button, and it's still in the email account in there, but it's just in the delete box.
Junk mail.
All right, that's great. Well, let's take a short timeout. Dave Hunziker, their voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys. We'll come back. We'll talk Cyclones with John Walters. We've got Wyatt Thompson from K-State. He's roaming around. So is Brian Estridge from TCU. So the guys are lining up. They told me they were going to come here. I was a little nervous. I thought maybe, you know, the other commitments. I was afraid what happens if they stand me up. But, nope, they're rolling in. So we will continue here from Sprint Center with the Big 12 championship from Big 12 this week from Learfield, IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over basic seltzers of the world because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Basketball is in the spotlight, and now is your chance to experience the Big 12 Men's Basketball Tournament in March. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and will get you into the action with official tournament tickets and pregame hospitality. Prime Sport is the go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit primesport.com/Big12Basketball to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Basketball.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit revealsuits.com to begin your order today.
For the first time ever, Community Blood Center of Greater Kansas City has been named proud partner of the Big 12 Men's and Women's Basketball Championships. To celebrate, CBC is hosting Big 12-themed blood drives throughout the region leading up to the championships. Fans are encouraged to donate blood at one of these themed blood drives in their area and get a chance to win free tickets to either the Women's Championship title game or one session of the Men's Championship. For a list of blood drives, visit SaveALifeNow.org or call 816-753-4040.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. And they have tickets on sale now for the Big 12 Men's Basketball Tournament in Kansas City this March. Visit ticketsforless.com for the best selection, best seats, and best prices on Big 12 Basketball Tournament tickets today. Single session and all session strips are available. And Tickets for Less will never charge you any taxes or service fees. Score great deals on Big 12 Tournament tickets at ticketsforless.com.
The Learfield IMG College Directors Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the DirectorsCup.com, USA Today, or L Directors Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week. I'm your host, Bill Pollack, from Sprint Center in Kansas City for the Big 12 Men's Championship. The women just down the streets at Municipal Auditorium. We'll talk some women's hoops here in just a bit as well. In fact, you can catch Big 12 This Week on the Big 12 channel on Sirius XM. But they're playing it a lot. Thursday night, 11 Eastern. And then Friday morning, 3 Eastern for you night owls. And then 7 to 8 a.m. before their big show. That's executive producer Tom is looking at me. That's true. That's it. Three times this week. So we're moving up. I'm on the Grand Poobah couch. I'm on Sirius XM three times now. This is great stuff. So, all right, John Walters held you over from the last break, voice of the Iowa State Cyclones. And then we'll get to Wyatt Thompson from K-State here in just a moment. Who's going to be the point guard?
That's the million-dollar question.
Yeah. I mean, you're down now, what, to the 4 or 5 deep here?
Well, Iowa State is literally limping into this tournament. Prentice Nixon has a sprained ankle. They're hopeful that he will play today. They think he's going to give it a try. Rozier Bolton is probably going to be a game-time decision. I kind of doubt that he'll play. And, you know, when you think about, and Wyatt's right here, he saw it in person, the last regular season game, the last 8 minutes of that game at K-State, Tyrese Halliburton, who's out for the season, Prentice Nixon went down, Rozier Bolton wasn't available that day, and then Trey Jackson had fouled out. Iowa State's top four guards were unavailable. You're playing a walk-on, and so when I say you're literally limping into this tournament, I mean, they are. And now magical things have happened for Iowa State in this building through the years. They've won 4 of the last 6 tournaments, and Steve Prohm said, hey, we're the defending champs, and until somebody knocks us off, that title belongs to us. And I'm glad that's his approach. I think that's good. At the same time, we understand just getting one would be great, and then we'll worry about tomorrow, but just being able to beat Oklahoma State would be fantastic, especially the way they're playing. They've won 7 in the last 10. So to answer your question, I would say Prentice Nixon will start this game as the point guard unless Rozier Bolton's able to go. And we'll just have to wait and see if that happens or not. But even Rozier is not a natural point guard. They really miss Tyrese Halliburton.
Let's go back to the early part of the season, maybe towards the end of non-conference play into the start of Big 12 play. I know there were some high expectations for this team, some struggles along the way. What did you see play out this season?
You know, that I think, and again, it's ironic we've got Wyatt here with us. I think a really pivotal game for Iowa State was the first game with Kansas State. Iowa State had just gotten done with a stretch of 5 games in 7 days against ranked, or 5 games out of 7 against ranked opponents. 4 of those were on the road. Okay, and then they really kind of took their lumps through that period. Came home, came out against Kansas State, I thought had a real bounce in their step. Got out to a 21-2 lead in that game. They looked great, and I just had a feeling with the way the schedule was kind of playing out the rest of the way, they could get hot and win six or seven games in a row and really get themselves back in the mix for postseason. And just when you're at the peak of that excitement and the team's playing great, Tyrese Halliburton goes up, tries to block a shot, comes down on his wrist, and he's out for the season. And I think the air just kind of came out of the balloon at that time, and it's been tough. They've won a few games since then, and they've done some good things at times, but it's just been hard to sustain it. And I think that moment against Kansas State, that game at home in January, was really a pivotal time for Iowa State.
You know, and I want to talk about Tyrese, because here's a kid that could have moped.
Yeah.
You know, played the woe is me card. Boy, that kid was the biggest cheerleader and the biggest leader. That was impressive.
I'm glad you said that, because he is an absolute joy to be around, and he felt sorry for himself for about one day. He allowed himself 24 hours of feeling sorry for himself, and he even said it, you know. And after that, it was just the same smile that you see every day from him. He has an infectious, positive personality. You think about it just in your daily life. When you are around people that are constantly happy to see you, that are constantly smiling, it rubs off in a very positive way on everybody else. And so through a very difficult time for Iowa State, it's been great to have a guy like Tyrese around, picking up his teammates, being a team guy first. He loves Iowa State. He loves wearing that Cyclone uniform. He's projected as a top 10 pick in the NBA draft. And I think everybody's just assuming that it's an automatic that he will go to the NBA. And if I had a gun to my head right now, what do you think he'll do? I do think he'll probably go to the NBA. Yeah. I mean, he's a lottery pick. But at the same time, I know this for a fact. It will not be an easy decision for him, because he loves being a college student. He's academic, all Big 12. He loves representing Iowa State. He loves Coach Prohm. He loves his teammates. So I think it's a much more difficult decision for him than anybody would guess.
Yeah.
Can I just jump in and say a couple of different things, too? Bruce Weber, Kansas State's coach, coached him this summer in the under-18 event in Greece. Loved him.
Yeah.
Said he was maybe the most impactful player he had in terms of not only his skill set, but this is what I kind of wanted to get to more than anything else. It says everything you need to know about Tyrese Halliburton. He said he's a fabulous player, but he's one of those kids that makes everybody around him better.
No question.
Everybody.
Yeah.
And John talked about that 21-2 run when we were in Hilton. K-State's been ripped up there before, but I wish you could see, Bill, that tape. If you went and watched the first 7 or 8 minutes of that game, he was carving K-State up. And K-State is known for pretty good defensive teams. He was just brilliant.
Yeah.
Terrific.
Yeah. That's great. Well,
and he loved playing for Coach Weber, too, I might add. He really enjoyed that experience.
Yeah.
He said, you see a guy and you get one impression of him. And, of course, you know, Coach Weber's known for being kind of animated on the sidelines. And he's the sixth defender in that 3-3 zone that they play.
Yeah.
Because he's out on the floor about 4 or 5 feet. I like to joke about that. But he said he's a totally different person when you get to play for him and you meet him and get to know him really well. And he said he's an awesome guy. And so he really enjoyed Coach Weber and his wife.
I felt so bad, too, when Tyrese got hurt, because it happened in our game up there. And I remember I hollered at him, you know, right during pregame, right as he came out. And I just wanted to say to him, I want you to know what Bruce Weber thought of coaching you this summer and what it meant to him.
Yeah.
I think I have a pretty good sense of, you know, winning a gold medal, what it may mean to you, but I can't describe for you how excited he was to have you play for him and what a great job you did. And I think he really appreciated that.
That's nice.
And I think Bruce even mentioned it in October when we were here at Sprint Center for Big 12 Media Days. Mm-hmm. He raved about
– Yeah.
That's a good team. Isaac Likely from Oklahoma State was on
that
team.
Yeah, there were several. Yeah. And during a 10-21 season, there were several times when Bruce said – Wyatt, you're asking me about too many of these guys that played for me in Greece. I'm facing too many of them.
Yeah, that's a bad problem to have.
Yeah, for sure.
You've got that much talent. I thought that Coach Weber said something interesting. He was asked a question Monday during the Big 12 teleconference where the media calls in and asks questions. And somebody said something about, well, you've got nothing to lose. And he said, no, we have a lot to lose, because if we lose this first game, the season's over.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think fans understand that, unless you've played the game, and you know, I don't think you understand that there's a lot to lose mentality. It doesn't matter if you're the one seed or the 10 seed. And I thought just the way that Bruce Weber said that right away just said a lot about competition and him personally.
It's a really good point, and I go back to just a couple of minutes ago with what John said about Coach Prohm, them being the defending champions until proven otherwise. That's the way those guys tick, and that's the way they think. And, you know, we're not that far removed from Kansas State being a 25-9 team and headed to the NCAA tournament.
Big 12 champ.
Yeah, yeah, you know, Big 12 co-championship with Tech, who went to the national title game and all of those kind of things. So I guess the moral of the story is those guys compete. That's why they hang around as long as they have. And I just think it's a situation where when you are the defending champion, if you beat me, fine, but you're going to get my best shot. Now, that best shot sometimes is the best you can do. You mentioned a limping team coming in here, and he described that perfectly. I hope for the kid Bolton gets to play tonight. Yeah. I hope for the kid Prentice Nixon gets to play tonight. Doesn't always work out that way. But if you're going to go down, it'd be better if you went down with all of the all of the bullets in the
absolutely.
Gun, so to speak.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And you know, and I'm sure Oklahoma State, they want to play the best, too.
Absolutely. And you know, I have an appreciation for what you talked about with Dave about Coach Boynton and the way he's kept that team together.
You bet. Yeah.
And he's done a terrific job. You know, they were 0-8. They started out, they're ranked, you know, and they had a great non-conference. They're ranked. Everything's rolling along and then likely gets hurt. Mm-hmm. We lose our point guard. They lose their point guard. They got theirs back. And when he came back, they hit their niche again. And man, off they went. And they've won 7 in their last 10. And so It just goes to show you there is a lot of ebb and flow to a college basketball season, which is why you have to come into this tournament saying maybe tonight's the night it all clicks.
There's a guy.
And then it carries over to the next night. There's it's happened.
Yeah, there's a guy that follows K-State on a regular basis as a beat writer that I heard him say just a day ago, I guess it was, that he could make an argument, and I think he's got a point, that going into this tournament, Oklahoma State, aside from Kansas and Baylor, probably playing better than anybody.
Right.
He's probably right. Yeah.
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 And I know you're the same way, Wyatt. You didn't pack for 2 days.
No.
You pack for the whole week.
Sure. You have to.
You plan on, just like the coaches, we plan on. We're optimists by nature, probably, but
of course, we
plan on winning and advancing.
Well, you have to. No doubt about it. Yeah. So the second game tonight is K-State and TCU. Horned Frogs have taken care of the Wildcats twice. What have you seen in those games? Any similarities? And what do you kind of expect here in this matchup?
I guess the similarities would be as simple as this. Too many threes. 25 made threes by TCU and 2 wins against K-State. They won in kind of an odd game, in all honesty, in Manhattan, 59-57. Kevin Samuel on a tip just ahead of the buzzer. But down at Fort Worth at Schollmeyer Arena, it was all about them and their ball movement, getting it reversed, stepping into threes. They hit a boatload of threes. Desmond Bain is first-team All-League for a lot of reasons. He gives K-State a lot of headaches. He will be a guy that you have to watch tonight. But it isn't just him. The one other guy that they have that always seems to play well against K-State for whatever reason, and you hear coaches all the time say it's all about matchups, is Jair Greyer. I don't know what Jair Greyer looks like, a Boston Celtic, and not a TCU Horned Frog when he's playing against Kansas State. Yeah. It's just the truth. Yeah. It's just what it is.
That's good stuff. Well, I think Brian Estridge, he's here. I want to talk to him about Jamie Dixon and TCU. So let's take a short time out here from Sprint Center for the Big 12 Men's Championship game. We'll come back. We'll talk with Brian Estridge. We'll also have Brian Haney, the voice of the Kansas Jayhawks. And Wyatt, thanks for joining us as well. And
it is my pleasure.
If you're around, we'll pick back up and maybe have our big podcast after this. So you're getting a 2-for-1 here from the Big 12 Championship, and we'll give you more details on that here on Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
The Big 12 women are back. Here's your chance to see some of the best collegiate women's basketball in the nation back in Kansas City. See the defending national champion Baylor and other nationally ranked teams in the Big 12 March 12 through 15 at Kansas City's historic Municipal Auditorium.
Tickets on sale now at visitkc.com/Big12WBB or Ticketmaster.com.
Basketball is in the spotlight, and now is your chance to experience the Big 12 Men's Basketball Tournament in March. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and will get you into the action with official tournament tickets and pregame hospitality. Prime Sport is the go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit primesport.com/Big12Basketball to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Basketball.
Join Compass Minerals and the Big 12 in the fight against hunger. Compass Minerals, headquartered in the Kansas City Metro, is the presenting sponsor for the first ever Big 12 Basketball Food Drive. Fans are encouraged to bring non-perishable food items to FanFest during the Phillips 66 Big 12 Men's and Women's Basketball Championships for a chance to win tickets to the championship games. All donations to the Big 12 Basketball Food Drive will support Harvesters, the community food network. They can assist in the fight against hunger with Compass Minerals, a leading provider of essential minerals that solve nature's challenges.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
Welcome to the Big 12, a place marked by unmistakable commitment and unrivaled spirit, where every school plays every other home and away, and champions are crowned in uncompromising fashion, a conference unlike all others, where potential is unlimited, performance is unsurpassed, and excitement is unleashed.
Big 12 basketball, an unbelievable experience. Follow the action on Big 12 now on ESPN+.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
Natural Light Seltzer is the official hard seltzer of the Big 12 Conference, Aloha Beach's Catalina Lime Mixer. Big 12, meet Natty Light Seltzer, your new game day necessity. Drink it responsibly. It's time for Making It Look Natural, presented by Natural Light Seltzer. Oklahoma's Austin Reeds led the Big 12 in scoring last week with 27 points to go with 7 rebounds, 3.5 assists, and 2 blocks. He shot over 51% from the floor, 95% from the foul line. And his week was highlighted by a 41-point performance, 25 of those coming in the second half, to help the Sooners come back from down 20 at TCU. Reeves hit the game-winning shot with half a second left.
Reeves around the screen from Doolittle. Reeves starts to penetrate. Shake-bake move, stops from 12. Got it with a half second left. Austin Reaves nailed that baby with a half second left. Oh, my!
Reaves joins Ben Simmons as the only Division I players in the last 20 years to have 40-plus points, 5-plus rebounds, 5-plus assists, and 3-plus blocks in a game. And his 41 points are the most by a Big 12 player since former Sooner Trae Young scored 44 against Baylor in January of 2018. And OU's 18-point halftime deficit, the largest halftime deficit overcome on the road in Big 12 history. That's why Austin Reaves is our Making It Look Natural Player of the Week, presented by Natural Light Seltzer. This basketball season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard.
To Sprint Center in Kansas City, I'm Bill Pollack. That call on that Oklahoma game-winning shot from Tom Doerr. And I do want to mention that Toby Rowland, the normal voice, the regular voice.
It's better than saying the abnormal voice.
Yeah,
right.
The regular voice of the Oklahoma Sooners had surgery. Because of HIPAA, can we say what he had? Or he's just recovering from it? He's had a back surgery. So it's pretty.
It was not a hysterectomy.
It was.
You can say that. That's what you can say.
All right, so that was Tom Doerr on the call. Let me get that out of the way.
You had to do that, by the way. That was a TCU game.
Yes.
I had to live it. And then you had to replay that.
I know.
Well, while I'm sitting here.
Brian Estridge, voice of the regular voice, or the normal voice, what of the TCU Horned Frogs.
Yeah.
Yes, and Brian Haney, voice of the Kansas Jayhawks, joining me on this segment. Here from Sprint Center, Big 12 Men's Basketball Championship. Yeah, you were on the losing end, tough end of that one. What happened?
Yeah, up by 21, TCU was, ended up losing to Austin Reaves, essentially. That's what it was, 41 points out of him. Career night. It's one of those things where you just couldn't stop him. You knew he was going to catch it at the end. You knew he was going to get a chance. Everyone in the building did, and he paid it all for him. So good for Oklahoma. Looks, you know, now they're the number 3 seed. Looks like that should lock them up for the tournament, I would think. Wouldn't you, Brian Haney?
I would think so.
I hope so for them. So they're in, and now TCU on the bubble to try to get in the NIT. They got work to do starting tonight against Kansas State.
Yeah, and we'll get into that. We'll get into the game tonight. But you mentioned NIT. We'll talk a little coronavirus here again.
Yeah.
The CBI tournament has been canceled. Not sure what's going to happen with the NIT. No, I haven't seen any announcement yet, but, you know, I mean, we can speculate, but there's the possibility of that happening. Well, I mean, there's a lot that could be going on.
And, Brian, here. You and I were telling me speculation about the NCAA tournament. What do they end up doing as well?
No kidding. We've heard from the mayor in Ohio, in the Dayton area, talking about no first four games. I know the folks down in Houston are talking about their Sweet 16 and Elite 8 hosting, which that's one of the spots, along with Indianapolis, that Kansas is looking at. So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens in the next 24 to 48 hours as more dominoes continue to fall.
Yep.
Yeah, and as at the moment, as we're recording this show, the Big 12 has plans to just keep rolling, and nothing has changed.
Yeah, with precautions. I mean, yeah. I think we all have to do that at this point, you know, just be as safe as you can be. Social distancing, right? Isn't that the new phrase that's in right now? And exactly. Everybody slide around the couch a little bit. But I think if we all do that, I think we're doing our part.
Yeah.
And I think the Big 12 has done their part. I think they've been responsible in this.
They taught us at Kansas to wash your hands vigorously for 20 seconds. And how do you get to 20 seconds? You sing the alma mater. So far above the Golden Valley, a little bit of soap, glorious to view, stands our noble alma mater, towering toward the blue. More soap, lift the chorus ever onward, crimson and the blue. Now rinse, hail to thee, our alma mater, hail to old KU.
I like
that's
it.
Right.
And then we're good to go.
Very nice. Wow. That's great.
I like that.
I didn't know we were going to have live music and yeah, that's great.
See, in Texas, they just teach us to go. There once was a man from Nantucket. And that's how we start ours.
I love it. I love it.
Let's leave that one right there. Let's not, we got enough hand washing here. We'll wash our hands on this show.
Exactly.
What the heck is going on?
Yeah.
So, all right, so TCU lets that game slip away. How does that affect the team now rolling
into the
tournament?
That's a good question. You know, I mean, I think they've got to look at their body of work. And Brian saw this firsthand. Their last three games, they beat Baylor, which was the number 2 seed, obviously, number 2 team in the country. They led Kansas for 30 minutes. Well, maybe it was more than 20. in Lawrence, right? Led at halftime.
Correct.
TCU did. And then Oklahoma, you lead up until the last, you know, 0.5 to go in the game. So those are the top three seeds in this tournament. I think so for that, they got to take that as, okay, we can play with anyone. Now, the problem has been finishing. And so let's see if they can improve on that. But I think going into this one, I think there's a bit of relief, too, in that, okay, now the slate's clean for TCU. There's no pressure. You know, let's go out there and just play hard and let the chips fall where they may.
Coach Dixon was asked about this on Monday, about the three-point shooting, and he said, you know, look, I'd like to try to limit that, but that's kind of who we are. He says sometimes they take shots like, ah, I wish you wouldn't have done that, right. But he said that's kind of who we are, and we're gonna go with that. And he also talked about defending the three better.
Yeah, and he talks about that a lot, you know, that this team has not done a good enough job defending the three. And you look at every game they've played in, there has been a career high, it feels like. Austin Reeves is a good example of that, where guys – Brady Manick had 31 earlier in the year at Oklahoma against him, where guys have gone off on him because they haven't defended the three well enough. So, yeah, I think that's a priority. But he says that every week. You know, you got to out-rebound an opponent by 10. You got to defend the three, and you got to take quality shots. I mean, it's every coach here might say that if they wanted to boil it down, but they just have to be more successful at it, I guess.
Is there a clear-cut team, the Kansas Jayhawks here with yes. Brian Haney? Are they?
They're the best team in the league.
Yeah, best team in the league.
And I've said that from I told Brian that. I mean, I've said that from day one. I've seen Baylor twice. TCU beat Baylor once, but I think Kansas is the best team in the league. I think they're one of the top three or four teams in the country, and I think they're an elite team. They got guards that can score. They got guards that can penetrate. With Doak inside, Azabuke. I mean, there's no. I mean, when TCU played him at Lawrence, what did he finish with? It was a 31.
31, 14, and 5.
Yeah, it was like a 16-year-old playing third graders. I mean, that's what it looked like. You remember back in the day when you used to try to find that game when you were 16, where the third graders so I can dunk on you on the Nerf hoop? That's what it looked like. And so, I mean, you know, when you've got someone like that, it's – you know, it's hard to match up against. I think they're an elite team.
What's TCU's approach then this weekend?
I think they got to win a couple to get into the NIT. When you look at the latest net, I think it's at 92. That's not great. You know, if you're going to try to swing it, you got the latest in front of you.
We have breaking news, guys.
Okay. All right.
This is from Yahoo Sports. Because of the coronavirus outbreak, the NCAA tournaments will be held with no fans in the stands, just essential staff and select family members.
Wow.
How about that?
Wow. Breaking news here on Big 12.
Yeah, there it is.
That's crazy.
Unreal.
Wow. Now, how does that affect what happens here at the Big 12 if they look at that and go,
you can't have fans a week earlier if they're going to suspend fans a week later.
Wow.
That's a good question.
So this is a fluid situation here in Kansas City.
Yes, it is. And it's men's and women's.
Yeah. Wow.
That's big news.
That's very big news.
So much for talking about burn-ins here in Kansas City, huh? This, you know,
wow.
It just became big. So now we wait and see what the Big 12's reaction is.
Right.
You know, because as you see that coming down from the league, yeah. Yeah, and you said you can't really, you know, how can you do it? Well, I mean, there are other events that are going on, you know, across the country.
NBA, Warriors Nets tonight will be played in an empty gym.
But there are others that are going to be played in front of a packed house.
True. True.
So it's not as if you would be the only one doing it.
True. I think for me what's crazy, and I'm just reading a notification. I haven't read the full article, but I'm assuming NCAA tournament means all the way to the Final Four in Atlanta. Think about a Final Four without fans.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Think about all the hoopla with the concerts and the parades and the pomp and circumstance that goes into it.
Right.
Think about a ghost town with not only nobody in the venue, in the arena on game day, but nothing around the game. The pageantry is what makes that such a special 72 hours Saturday through Monday.
Right, yeah. I mean, there's so many different angles and questions to think about, but you know, for both the Bryans, Brian Estridge of TCU and Brian Haney of Kansas, how do you think playing in an empty arena affects the players?
Well, I think here in Kansas City, it helps whoever's playing Kansas. Because you lose a home court advantage.
Big time.
TCU playing Kansas State tonight. Obviously, there would be more Kansas State fans than there would be TCU fans. And so I think in that regard, it eliminates that. It becomes a true neutral facility. For sure.
Yeah.
So I think that weighs into it.
As the projected number one overall national seed, Bill Self for the last 3 weeks has been surveying his options between Indianapolis and Houston, not just in where can our fans get to the most convenient spot, but what other teams from that region could go there. You don't necessarily want to go to Indianapolis if Michigan State or Kentucky are going to have a bunch of fans there. Right. But as the number one overall national seed, you get to choose where you go. That now doesn't matter, because it's going to be empty no matter where you go. And not that that's a huge advantage, but it's something you work to be number one for. It was their driving motivation to still play guys in the second half on Saturday in Lubbock when they'd already clinched, thanks to West Virginia, yeah, the Big 12 title, that is. So this is really interesting as it starts to take away a little bit of an edge to the teams that have big fan bases that feed off the energy in the building. And I'll tell you what, it's unlike anything we've ever seen.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is going to be a year that we'll always remember.
Yeah.
You know, you remember
You
remember when the NCAA tournament was played without a crown. It's going to be a great trivia question in 50 years.
Wow. So go back to that point, Brian, because I don't know if a lot of fans know that. And I don't even know if I know when this started, where the overall number one seed, is it a wish list, or do they get to pick and say, hey, this is where we want to go?
They get to pick. And it wasn't directly because of what happened to Kansas in 2016, but that factored into the conversation. When the Jayhawks were sent to Louisville instead of Chicago, it's about 10 miles closer geographically, but Chicago's a direct flight, as you well know. Your very bright and talented son lives up there and works for WGN, my favorite Learfield IMG board op ever. But we digress. Kansas wanted to be in Chicago. For Kansas's fans to make it to Louisville, there was a connecting flight. Flights are twice as expensive, and oh, yeah, by the way, they had to play the team of destiny, Villanova, who wound up winning it all that year. Had they had their druthers as the number one overall national seed, they would have chosen Chicago, where they have their largest alumni base outside of the Lawrence, Kansas City area. So that's where the sheer geography and mileage, site to site, spot to spot, there's so much more that goes into it. It's not as simple as just saying what's the closest distance as the crow flies. And so I'm telling you, for the last 3 weeks, Bill Self's put a ton of thought into what region he wanted to go to, and they had to turn in their choice as a potential number one national seed overall on Friday. And so now all that thought and thinking is a moot point, because it doesn't matter. Nobody's going to be there.
Boy, now, would he be allowed, because of these circumstances, to change, or is that it? Is it locked in?
I guess at this point you just want the closest flight, but it's all charters anyway. So
right.
I don't know. I think now the interesting question, as you talk with two play-by-play guys, is what's it going to be like to have your head coach hear everything you say standing 5 feet away from
exactly.
you, because there's no fans to drown out the noise. And so
I think I'm going to lobby to be referred to as non-essential personnel then.
In
that regard.
Hey, we got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk with you guys. We'll talk more about this, and we'll also bring in John Morris from Baylor as well. So stick around. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups. Tickets for Less has you covered for all the conference's biggest basketball games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay any service fees or taxes. Score great deals today using discount code Big12Radio at ticketsforless.com.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
For the first time ever, Community Blood Center of Greater Kansas City has been named proud partner of the Big 12 Men's and Women's Basketball Championships. To celebrate, CBC is hosting Big 12-themed blood drives throughout the region leading up to the championships. Fans are encouraged to donate blood at one of these themed blood drives in their area and get a chance to win free tickets to either the Women's Championship title game or one session of the Men's Championship. For a list of blood drives, visit SaveALifeNow.org or call 816-753-4040.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love
So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
Welcome to the Big 12. A place unbound by geography, but united in spirit, where every school plays every other home and away. And champions are crowned in uncompromising fashion. A conference unlike all others, where potential is unlimited, performance is unsurpassed, and champions are unleashed.
Big 12 Women's Basketball, an unbelievable experience. Follow the action on Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
The Big 12 Conference is proud of its basketball roots in Kansas City and would like to recognize our community partners for the 2020 Phillips 66 Big 12 Men's and Women's Basketball Championships. Compass Minerals, Harvesters, the Community Food Network, the Community Blood Center of Greater Kansas City, and First Watch Restaurants. Thank you for your support of Big 12 basketball and for helping us show our Kansas City pride at this year's championships.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week. Bill Pollack with you here at Sprint Center in Kansas City, Big 12 Men's Championship. And we just got some breaking news from Brian Haney, our guest here from the Kansas Jayhawks, that the NCAA tournament will be played in front of no fans. So we'll talk more about that, too. Reveal Suits, the official business apparel provider of the Big 12 Conference, designs custom-branded suits and blazers representing your college, favorite team, or whatever your passion. They customize your own vents, pockets, buttons, and more. Turn your suit into a statement with their officially licensed logos, where passion meets fashion. That is Reveal Suits. We'll have more after this on Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Basketball is in the spotlight, and now is your chance to experience the Big 12 Men's Basketball Tournament in March. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and will get you into the action with official tournament tickets and pregame hospitality. Prime Sport is the go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit primesport.com/Big12Basketball to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Basketball.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to syncmygame.com from Learfield IMG College.
Syncmygame.com?
Syncmygame.com.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your Suitor Blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint, then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference, and they have tickets on sale now for the Big 12 Men's Basketball Tournament in Kansas City this March. Visit ticketsforless.com for the best selection, best seats, and best prices on Big 12 Basketball Tournament tickets today. Single session and all session strips are available, and Tickets for Less will never charge you any taxes or service fees. Score great deals on Big 12 Tournament tickets at ticketsforless.com.
The Big 12 women are back. Here's your chance to see some of the best collegiate women's basketball in the nation back in Kansas City. See the defending national champion Baylor and other nationally ranked teams in the Big 12 March 12 through 15 at Kansas City's historic Municipal Auditorium.
Tickets on sale now at visitkc.com/Big12WBB or Ticketmaster.com.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week, and we are at Sprint Center. If you can't hear the show live, you can download it as a podcast. Go to Apple, Google Podcasts, Spotify, I think Big12Sports.com, wherever you download podcasts, just search Big 12 This Week and subscribe. And I want you to subscribe because we are going to have a part two that you'll be able to download as a podcast. So not only this show, but an additional podcast coming up from Kansas City. And so go check that out as well. That is up there loaded and ready to go. We'll wrap things up with this segment in just a moment here at Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom Suitor Blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your Suitor Blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
Welcome to the Big 12, a place marked by unmistakable commitment and unrivaled spirit, where every school plays every other home and away, and champions are crowned in uncompromising fashion, a conference unlike all others, where potential is unlimited, performance is unsurpassed, and excitement is unleashed.
Big 12 basketball, an unbelievable experience. Follow the action on Big 12 now on ESPN+.
All right, wrapping things up here on Big 12 This Week, I want to thank our guests, Dave Hunziker, John Walters, Wyatt Thompson, Brian Haney, Brian Estridge. I think I got everybody. And then, of course, the breaking news about the NCAA tournament will be played in front of no fans. What a crazy, crazy show here that we had, and a developing story, too. So stick with us. Appreciate you listening. And we have more coming up on Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College. Enjoy the games.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, Big 12 This Week has been brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors, official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12 Conference.
Prime Sport, the go-to source for your premium game day experience at the Big 12 Men's Basketball Championships. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Natty Light Seltzer. This basketball season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.